This is a HelpNet Security Podcast, your premier source for information security knowledge.
Hello, my name is Susan Carter. I'm the Incident Response Service Manager for NTT Security, and today I'm going to be talking to you about incident response. Joshua Corman, the founder of I Am the Calvary and the director of the Cyber Statecraft Initiative, stated in a recent keynote that all vulnerabilities disclosed anywhere, commercial databases currently track only 80% of those vulnerabilities. CVEs tend to only have 60% of that 80%. So when an organization is making a risk decision, they're doing it with a blind spot of about 50%. All organizations today, regardless of how well they think their walls are fortified, will at some point fall victim to an attack. It's almost guaranteed because of the statistics from Josh Corman, and it's only going to get worse. How the organization responds to the cyber attack could mean the difference between recovering with minimal loss to shutting the organization down. Not only can the financial impact of an attack due to downtime, lost business, cost of mitigation, and cleanup and possibly regulatory fines be astronomical, other facets such as loss of intellectual property and reputation are hard to put a price tag on. Just one catastrophic critical incident of security concern could shutter an organization for good. The U.S. National Cybersecurity Alliance found that 60% of small companies are unable to sustain their business over 6 months after a cyber attack. In my experience, the only way to ensure survival of an attack today is to invest in a solid incident response program, and that investment needs to include talent, time, and money. The organization needs to ensure they have an incident response program that is championed by a C-level executive. This will ensure visibility to other C-level executives, assurances that understanding the importance of the program from above is a priority, and that an investment of some kind is promised to ensure a successful program. In my opinion, organizations have a few options to help them prepare for that imminent attack or breach. All three options have different degrees of commitment and investment with slightly different results, depending on the organization's size and funding commitments. First, this may be the only option for smaller organizations with limited funding. Realizing the importance of having a plan of action in case of an incident is half the battle. These organizations usually have very small in-house IT staff, if any, so it's prudent for them to contract in advance with a third-party incident response provider for on-demand retainer services. With assurances that expert help is just a phone call away and that help can be reached 24/7 is of utmost importance. Many of the providers, like NTT, may have contract options in place that allow the organization to convert the retainer hours at the end of the contract to other services. This way, it's better than an insurance policy. The organization can still get value out of the investment, even if they didn't experience a need to use it during that contract year. Even if you have a third party in your back pocket, I would like to caution that it's not a buy and pray for the best solution. It's important to understand that there will be requirements of that organization during an incident response cleanup or forensic investigation that require a little advanced planning. The provider will be asking for logs, system images, copies of gold images, and other evidence. Being prepared in advance of this request will make a difference between a successful IR engagement with minimal impact to a very costly engagement. The second option is for organizations that have an incident response plan written, but don't have the skill set or resources to support a major breach, or their program is still in the maturing stages. Companies in this position would greatly benefit in partnering with a third-party incident response firm that offers program assessment and validation services. We at NTT offer a proactive service where we come in and assess written documents from the organization, and we do an assessment against best industry standards and practices, such as NIST and ISO, along with our own years of experience in the space. We offer advice on how to improve the program. Once the assessment is completed and documentation is updated, a test of the execution of the plans can take place to determine the effectiveness of the plan, along with identifying other areas that can be improved, like identifying at what point legal needs to be brought in and when third-party providers should be called, or if you even know who your third parties are to call. If an organization does not have an incident response plan or would like to supplement their incident response plan with specific runbooks or playbooks, NTT can help with that development as well. An incident response program is not something that can be developed and forgotten. I see companies that are most successful and confident in handling incidents when they partner with a third party on an annual basis for program review and assessment and to facilitate testing the organization's incident response team. Like a firefighter, they spend a good amount of time training and practicing so that instinct comes to play when they have to respond to a fire. It's the same for your incident response team. A residual benefit of utilizing NTT Proactive Services is that the analysts that go in to do the assessment or the organization's incident response program will most likely be the same analysts that will respond if they have a breach and call on the cavalry for backup. The organization will know the analyst and their capabilities. The analyst will already be familiar with the organization's environment and their staff, and will be working closely with me, and the response will get up to speed much quicker and more effective. And we all know that time is money when it comes to breaches. The third and final option is for organizations that have the capability, talent, financial backing to define, build, mature, and maintain an effective incident response capability. However, in cases where incident response capabilities are handled by an internal team, I have observed circumstances or special expertise is needed to support advanced response requirements. For instance, many internal incident response teams do not have training or detailed forensic analysts or reverse engineering of malware on staff. Some organizations will elect to put a third-party incident response service on retainer to assist just in those situations. In my experience, an attack never comes at a convenient time. It'll be a Friday afternoon before a holiday weekend when your smartest IT guy is unreachable because he's enjoying his 10-year anniversary with his wife on a luxury cruise liner with minimal to no access to the outside world, or during your change control freeze to ensure production systems stay stable during critical times such as at Christmas shopping season. Incidents will happen, and if your organization is not prepared with a plan and practiced, it could be the difference between the organization surviving the incident or shutting the doors. Our view is that incident response should be looked at as a continuous process rather than a reactive process that can be enable an overarching security strategy and is necessary to survive in today's world.
Thank you for listening. For vital information security news, visit us at www.helpnetsecurity.com.